My name is Bill Lawton, and I'm the Divisional Manager for Security National Mortgage's Pacific Division. Today, I am guest podcast host for SISREP, which is Senior Information Service for Real Estate Professionals. I'll be asking Jim Zuras, the regular SISREP podcast host, some questions so he can give listeners of this podcast the benefits of SISREP and how you might use SISREP to sell more homes. Welcome, Jim. How are you today?
Great, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What exactly is SISREP?
SISREP is a combination of kickoff workshop, usually a one-hour workshop, maybe in a broker's office. The idea there is that there are three parts of SISREP, and at least the workshop part. The first is we do review reverse mortgages from the perspective of how an agent can sell more homes using reverse mortgages, and also understanding enough of the objections that they're going to see so that the deal doesn't die from the first objection. So if you can sell a home using reverse mortgage, but the first question kills the deal, you know, we want to avoid that kind of scenario. And then the second part is talking about how real estate agents can look different, sound different than their competitors by understanding key issues that seniors face. And in that case, what we want to accomplish, if we can, is give the agent the tools to be a value-added resource for seniors, in the sense that they understand where seniors are coming from, recommend a source that might help seniors with their problems. And it's basically a positioning tool. Again, the whole idea is that agents are going to look and sound different from competitors that are knocking on the same door and, you know, basically offering to do a competitive marketing analysis. So it's all about being different. And then the third part of the workshop, it's open forum, where we come up with the group with different ideas based on content that we provide, trying to learn some new things through role play. So we try to do that. So the first part is this workshop, and then the second part is the agents, after they completed that, get access to the SISREP website, sisrep.org. The key advantage is that it's going to give them much information that they can customize to however they feel comfortable talking with seniors.
So you have to have a login to get in.
And it's real easy. So the idea is that we're creating a community of agents focusing and selling to the senior market part of their business plan.
Right.
So they get an advantage. If they see the opportunity in the market, SISREP gives them that advantage. I think the key differentiators is the fact that it's podcast-based. Obviously, we're on a podcast now.
Right.
And they can go through. The goal is to eventually have as many as 20 different podcasts on subjects, which are interviews with experts as if they were there, which will accelerate their ability to target the senior market. Because one of the things that we hear is, okay, I want to target a senior market. Now you got to do all this research. You got to read some stuff. Podcasts are a great way to do it, because anytime an agent, let's say, is sitting in an open house and have traffic, you got slow times, they can go right to a podcast on their phone. They usually average less than 10 minutes, and they can pick up little factoids. Honestly, it's kind of a silly term, but if you listen to, let's say, 15 podcasts and you pick up two factoids that you remember, when you talk to a senior now, you're going to be an expert. And that's really what the idea is behind SISREP.
Good. How big is that market?
Well, that market, Bill, is growing. There's approximately 10,000 baby boomers a day that are retiring. And that's projected to continue over the next 18 years. Baby boomers are going to have three transactions that are going to involve real estate agents. The first is the downsizing transaction, and we have podcasts where agents are describing how they got positioned for that transaction. The second is the second home. For instance, my folks had a home in Palm Springs and a home in Big Bear. So in the summer, they're in Big Bear, and in the winter, they're in Palm Springs. With a reverse mortgage, let's say if someone was planning on spending $400,000 on a home, what they could do is maybe put $200,000 on that home, do the reverse mortgage on the balance, take that other $200,000, and that can buy you a nice cabin up in Big Bear. So that's that second home transaction. Agents are going to want to position themselves with a senior market. Third type of transaction is the trust probate sales.
So essentially, out of that 10,000 a day, there could be 20,000 transactions created.
Sure. The numbers are huge. Up until the millennials, which just recently I passed them in terms of numbers, but up until that time, the baby boomer, the biggest generation in the history of the world. So it's a huge market.
What inspired you to create SISREP?
I've called on over 100 broker offices, and about 95% of the time, the agent or the broker that I dealt with had no idea that you could purchase a home with a reverse mortgage. I've even talked to CPAs that have used reverse mortgages, and I tell them, well, did you know that you can purchase a home with a reverse mortgage? And that's news to them, even though they know about the product. So it started doing lunch and learns. I'm a licensed real estate broker. In November, I went to programs called Career Compass. It's a continuing education requirement to renew my broker's license. It's 2.5 days, 200 agents. One of the sections they talked about was Uber Realty. targeting to replace real estate agents. There's six different companies making these apps. One's Zillow. I was talking to Keller Williams, agent, a couple days ago, and she went to one of these seminars, and there was an ex-Zillow employee that had left basically saying the same thing, that Zillow's goal is to replace all aspects of real estate transaction and replace a real estate agent. They're not doing it now because they're making so much money right now off agents, but that's really where the trend is going. I think get us there from where we're at today is the millennial. Uber Realty, the idea is that on an app, you can buy and sell a home, and you can do all the steps along the way. So who's going to do that? The millennials are going to do it. Millennials are doing a lot of social networking, and I've talked to a lot of agents with different strategies, but a lot of times what happens is they end up at a Redfin or they end up making the lowest cost decision. The idea of a value add is being squeezed out of the real estate industry by the millennials and, quite frankly, by real estate agents that are so willing to compete totally on price. The average agent is 59 years old. The average buyer until 2015 was 31. If I was a real estate agent, I would definitely make a point of targeting the senior market because the millennials are going to be more inclined, the mentality and the technology, do-it-yourself real estate. The seniors are going to continue to want a personal relationship, somebody they trust, someone that's going to answer their question. Millennials, they're just growing up looking at their phones, and they'll have no problem at all buying a home off a handheld eventually. So that inspired me. I saw that coming, and I said, well, I know that most agents don't even understand purchase reverses, so those that do have an advantage, why not create a tool that enables agents to see that market, their Facebook, Instagram strategy? It's not one or the other. It's a value add. And why not give them the information they need, targeting the senior, especially the three transactions that you can project part of their business plan? So that's what SysRep is all about. If you know a little bit about a lot of subjects and you can transition from one to another effectively, you will come across as expert. Now, you don't want to be in a position where you're giving legal advice or something outside of the normal function of a real estate agent.
Right.
But if you're a resource, you're not an expert, but you're a resource. And if you can solve a senior's problem, something that's keeping them up at night, you're going to have that client and their sphere of influence really for the rest of their life. That's going to be immune from Uber Realty. I get a lot of traction from agents and brokers. It's the same way.
Well, and you look at the average senior that, like you said, wants that hand-to-hand shake, that eye-to-eye contact, and not going to go through their phone. So,
well, have you seen the Ally Bank commercial where the grandkids are coming and the
grandparents
are heading it? The laptop with the cord on top. Yeah. I love it. Say, here, hello, dear. Here, fix this. All doesn't work.
Yeah, nothing works.
They're going to be much less. They're less inclined to begin with to use technology, let alone to buy or sell a home on a telephone. It's not going to be that much of a threat in the senior market to real estate agents.
Yeah, I saw an article the other day about Quicken's new phone app that is called Rocket Mortgage.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
their next step is to do what Zillow's doing and take over the real estate side of it also.
Yeah.
And in fact, they've already formed a corporation to do so.
Yeah, and Zillow just bought a company called Dotloop. Dotloop automates the entire paperwork flow for real estate agents. So when I talk to agents about this, there's two things usually they say. They say, well, how do you do all the paperwork? They've already addressed that. And the second is, how do you do negotiations? Seller on a cell phone can't agree to the final price. You can set up a mediation type of a service, which probably Zillow already has. And it's all about the mentality and where people are coming from. And the senior market is not going to be there 20 years from now when the millennials are 40, mid-40s. You're going to see a lot fewer real estate agents in the industry. The industry will still exist. And a lot of them that I talk to, they welcome this, they embrace it, are the ones that can add value. I've read articles from the other side, which is the entrepreneur side of it. And even in those articles where these guys are saying, hey, this, you know, this industry is ripe for disruption, what technology is going to eliminate real estate agents, they always say that there's an opportunity for the agents that can add value. So that's what this is all about.
What are the benefits, Jim, of SysRep?
If you decide that you want to focus on marketing to the senior market, it accelerates your time to market. Business decides to get into market, there's a time to market. What SysRep does, it gives you the information that you can self-train. And when you go to a seminar, you retain maybe 30% of what you actually hear. And then 2 days later, it's 10%. And a week later, you don't remember hardly anything of a seminar. The nice thing about SysRep is you can listen to those podcasts anytime you wish, and you can listen to them over and over again, and you can self-train, which gets you to the senior market quicker and easier, and it's going to allow you to sell more homes to this exploding market.
And if somebody wants to get more information on this, how do they get in touch with you?
My phone number is 909 909- 342-2350. My email is james.zures@snmc.com. You're probably, if you're at this point, you're on the website. So.
Well, I appreciate this. This is a lot of good information. I've been in the business a long time and didn't know until recently that you could buy a house with a reverse mortgage. So thank you for doing this. I appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you being a guest podcast host. You did a great job.
You're welcome.